Hi, this is Regina Klimovsky, licensed agent with Providence Senior Piano Recorded Line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Molly Zimmerman.
Hi, Miss Molly. How are you doing today?
I am fine. Staying warm.
Oh, very good. Yes.
Yeah.
Miss Molly, I understand you wanted to go over the 2026 Medicare plans and see what's new in your area. Is that correct?
Well, I was wanting that $900 grocery card.
Okay. So, yes, the grocery allowance does go hand-in-hand with some of the Medicare Advantage plans available in your area. So let's go ahead and see what you qualify for. Can you confirm your zip code for me, please?
77808.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And are you in Brazos or Robertson County?
Brazos.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And before we begin here, just Medicare requires that I let you know we don't offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent two organizations. Three organizations which offer 20 products in your area. You can contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your state health insurance programs to get information on all of your options there. And Ms. Molly, just before we continue, Medicare does also require that I ask, are you currently in a nursing home or a long-term care facility?
No.
Okay, very good. And do you make all of your own healthcare decisions, or does someone help you out with that, maybe like a family member or a social worker?
I make my own decisions.
Okay, very good. Great. Now, let's go ahead and the first thing that we need to do, Molly, is do what's called to determine your Medicare eligibility. Do you have your red, white, and blue card with you there?
Yeah, it's in my purse.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that food card because I really need it. But I'm not on Medicaid pending right now.
You're Medicaid pending. Okay, when did you apply for that Medicaid?
Oh, Lord. Too long ago. I'm going to have to refile.
Okay, did they, so they never got back to you, or did they get back to you and they asked you to refile?
They just, nothing.
Okay.
They didn't do nothing.
And I can check on my end to see if there's any kind of status update, so I'll go ahead and do that for you. Just
okay.
In case, you know, they haven't sent anything out in the mail, maybe on the system, it'll give me some kind of status. I'll go ahead and check.
Okay. I wanted to let you know before we go through all this.
Okay, yes. I appreciate that. So there are there are other options instead of a food card. There are certain plans that offer money back on your Social Security check, which, you know, in my opinion, you could use it for food or anything else that you need. So that's always a great benefit as well.
Okay.
Okay, so whenever you're ready, there's a combination of numbers and letters right underneath your name. If you could please read that off to me.
9, Jack, 4, 3, Monday, Day, 1, Yes, No, 7:30.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And Ms. Molly, do I have your permission to determine your Medicare eligibility here in the Medicare system?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right. So I think I mistyped a number or a letter here. So I'm going to read that back to you just to confirm I have it correctly. I have
okay.
the number nine, the letter J for Jack, 4, 3, M for Mary, A for Apple, the number 1, Y for
right there, you just messed up right there.
Okay. Let's go.
After Monday.
Okay.
You said A, and mm-hmm. it's a D as in dog.
Oh, okay. That's probably where I went. Let me double check that way. Okay. All right. I got you pulled up here. Perfect. Okay. I apologize. I was saying Molly, but it's Mala Zimmerman, M-A-L-A, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I couldn't even tell you were calling me Molly.
Oh, really? All right.
I hate that name, by the way.
Oh, I'm glad I corrected that. I noticed that. All right, Ms. Mala. And your address on file that I see here, through Medicare is the 6306 Old Reliance Road. Is that still your current address in Bryan, Texas?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And then the date of birth, September 23, 1971. And
yes.
Then let me see you currently if you're getting any kind of, well, you're getting some extra help, which it looks like you had a level one of extra help, and that helps you with your prescription costs. So with the level one of extra help, the most that you would pay for any generic medication is of $4.90, and the most that you would pay for any brand name medication is $12.15. That doesn't mean that that's the cost. That's just kind of the maximum that you would ever be responsible for. So that's a great extra benefit to have from the Social Security Administration. All right.
Okay.
And then you're currently on the AARP plan, I see. Okay. Yeah, it looks like there are some things that I see here that some savings that you can benefit from, Ms. Mala. So before I go and discuss any kind of plan details or go any further, I do have to read you a quick disclaimer here, which states that Medicare requires I remind you this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll in a plan today. Talking with me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. And with your permission, this verbal scope appointment allows me to discuss the Medicare plans in your area. And Ms. Mala, do I have your permission to proceed with the plan details here in your area?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, ma'am. So I'm going to go over first your primary care doctor. What's his or her name?
Andrew Richardson.
Andrew Richardson. Okay, and he's on 1700 University Drive, is that correct?
Uh-huh.
He has a couple of, okay, perfect. So he's still your primary care doctor. All right. Any other specialists that you go see regularly?
Well, I got an operation on my upper arm, on my right side. So I don't know when they want to see need to follow up, so I need to just call them. And it was Dr. K-E-E that did the surgery, and so
okay.
I will be probably going to his office.
Okay. Is that you said Dr. K with as in kite? K as in kite, A for apple, E for Edward, E for Edward. Is that correct?
No. K for key and E.
Okay. K E E.
Yes.
Okay. I see here on Franciscan Drive. Or, Franciscan Drive. I see a Cameron Keene. No, you said it was orthopedic?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't see. Okay, so K for kite and then E-E. Is
uh-huh.
that correct? Okay.
Right.
Let me see.
Medicaid is pending. I'm having problems on getting on Medicaid for some reason.
Let me go ahead and double check what the status is of your Medicaid there, if I can do that for you. So let me go ahead and try here. My system sometimes will let me know.
Well, I would love to have the number if you have it.
Mm-hmm. I can get that for you, absolutely. And you said you applied a while ago?
A long while ago.
Okay.
They forgot about us, I think.
Oh. I do see here. I see a Medicaid number. Let me see if I can find out if it's active or not.
Okay.
I do see that you have a Medicaid number. And when did you have did you have your surgery recently?
Yes, it was on the 4th of December.
Okay.
I broke it on the 2nd, and I had the surgery on the 4th.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I fell off the rolling chair and landed on my elbow, and I got 2 fractures in my bone, upper bicep. And it hurts.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, that sounds like it would hurt. That
it does.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm doing good in therapy, though.
That's very good. That is very good. And
you know what they did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, I wanted to ask you if you have any kind of, have you ever been diagnosed or do you take any medications for diabetes or any kind of heart condition?
No.
No? Okay. Okay. All right. The reason I have
my
plans that are tailored to individuals with those certain chronic conditions, that was the reason I had asked. But go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my physical therapist called me yesterday. And he went to the store and got me some food. It was weird because I've never seen a physical therapist do that for me before.
Yeah, that's very nice of him.
Yeah, I was like, thank you, Lord.
Yes. Yes, that is very, very nice of him.
Yes, it was.
You don't hear that too often.
Huh?
You don't hear that too often.
Oh, God, you don't hear that ever.
Mm-mm. No, not at all.
And it freaked my freak, really, to be honest with you. I was like, okay, what? I tried not to get too much. I just said, get enchiladas and some milk. And that's it.
Oh,
I didn't want to.
Yeah, but still, for him to make the trip, that was very nice of him.
Yeah, I didn't want to push it.
Yeah.
Because he was being so nice.
That is very nice, yes. Ms. Mala, we do want to ask you, have you been going to your primary care doctor for a while? Are you pretty happy with him?
Oh, yes. He's the best doctor.
Okay, very good, very good. Is there anything in particular about your current plan that you're not too happy with or that you would like to see change?
I just would like to get on some kind of food stamps or something to get some food.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and as far as the health coverage goes, did you need any additional dental or vision benefits?
No, I already have that, right?
You do. There are every Medicare Advantage plan comes with dental and vision. It's just that certain plans offer higher benefits than others. So that's why I was asking if you have any kind of work that you need to get done, I can kind of narrow it down to something that has, you know, offers those extra benefits for you.
Well, what were you just talking about?
Okay, additional dental or vision benefits.
Oh, yeah, I was wanting to know if my vision was totally covered by my insurance.
Okay.
So I wouldn't have to pay out because my glasses broke and I got to go see. I need some glasses.
Some glasses, okay. Yes, absolutely. Let me just take a look here. And Dr. Richardson, Andrew Richardson, he's the one on University Drive, and you said you've been going to him for a while, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
No one can compare to him.
That's very important when you find a doctor and, you know, that you really like, and that's good to you. So I see a couple of different options, Mala. The only thing is, I'm not seeing Dr. Andrew Richardson in network. So let me look a little bit further. Maybe it's just his whole facility that's, you know, that they build differently, and that's why he's not coming up. Because I do see here something that you can benefit from, which will help you with your prescription costs and give you some additional benefits, like the dental and the vision. So bear with me just one moment. I'm going to take a look here.
Okay.
Just to make sure, okay? Because I know how important Dr. Richardson's is. We want to make sure that he's in network, of course.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay. And when you go see your specialist right now, how much are you paying for your copay?
I have them bill me.
Okay. All right. Very good.
I'm poor. So I have them. My husband is paying both of our doctor bills.
Oh, okay.
He's in a home getting a therapy for his leg. He was in the hospital for 2 months. And now he's in a home for therapy, and he's back in town. He was in Houston Methodist, and now he's back in town, and I want to go see him. And the snow is finally melting. I live in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know where College Station is at?
I don't. I'm not too familiar with it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm live in Bryan, which is basically connected to that.
Oh. So, okay.
Yeah. So, I used to live in San Antonio. I miss it so bad. I miss my home. And so, it snowed here in Texas. That's very rare.
That is very. I know this storm. The snowstorm has been crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been cold. It's freezing. Yeah, some of the snowfall is just insane. Makes you not want to leave your house at all.
Yeah. I have ice all over my porch.
Do you really? Yeah.
And I fall a lot.
Oh. Gotta be careful. Yes.
Yeah.
Miss Mala, Dr. Andrew Richardson, do you know if he's a part of a group that he works under? Or is
no,
it a private office? Okay. He's not part of a certain group of doctors that you know of?
No, I don't. Okay. I didn't ask him.
Okay. Let me check on
I do know he's got a baby coming.
Oh.
A baby boy.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see him. It looks like he only takes certain insurances. And unfortunately, the one that you have is the only one that looks like that he's in network with. So.
Okay.
Yeah, let me take a look at something else. Because there is another plan that's available to you, Ms. Mala, that gives you back $89 back on your Social Security check every month. So that's called the Humana Give Back. And I know it's not a food card, but it could, you know, it'll help out with, you know, put some money back in your pocket. The the only thing is I just want to make sure to see if the doctor's, how he's covered. Let me just dig a little bit further to see if Dr. Andrew Richardson, maybe he's billing through a different group name. It's complicated with these insurance companies, how they do that sometimes. So let me...
Well, you don't really have to go through that because I was just wanting the Medicaid card or food card. So I'm not able to get it, so that's all I was really wanting.
Yeah, and it looks like he's not taking this plan. I was trying to help you out to get some money back in your pocket and have your doctors covered, but unfortunately it looks like he takes – yes. So you're all set, Ms. Mala. I'm sorry. I don't see anything else, but if you can do get that Medicaid approved, give us a call back and – we'll get you set up on a different plan that works with Medicare and Medicaid, okay?
Okay. Do you have the number for the Medicaid office here?
The Medicaid, let me see if I can find it for you. Okay. This is a general search that I'm doing here, and it's giving me, are you ready to write it down? It's giving, it's 1-800.
Okay.
335.
Okay.
8957.
8957. Good, because I'm going to call them and have some words with them.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm disabled and I have bipolar 2.
Okay.
And it's like I need Medicaid so I can get further assistance.
Of course.
Yeah. And when they find out I don't have Medicaid, they're like, we can't do nothing for you.
Yeah,
so
if you
I'm
get
like,
that Medicaid, that will really, really, really help you out. Yes, and you'll be able to get and a different plan, like I said, that offers the food benefits too. So give us a call back whenever you get that approved, okay?
I will, sweetheart.
All right. Thank you. You take care, Ms. Mala.
Thank you. You too, sweetheart.
All right. Bye-bye.